This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
Hey everyone, this is Derek Bros. Welcome to the Conscious Resistance Network. Today is Tuesday, August 24th, 2021, and I just have a short update to share with you guys today, and that is about my tour that I recently announced that some of you, hopefully all of you hearing this, are familiar with, called the Activation Tour. But before we get into that, I do want to remind you guys to bookmark my website, theconsciousresistance.com. Guys, in case you happen to be new here somehow, whether you're watching on Facebook, Float, DLive, or watching this on BitChute, Odyssey, Hive, Minds, Spotify, and everywhere else I'm at, I want you to know that you can find all of my work, including my downloadable books, my documentaries, all for free at theconsciousresistance.com. You can follow our Telegram channel. You can find our text list. You can support us on Patreon or buy me a coffee, and so much more. So please do bookmark that, theconsciousresistance.com, especially if you're following on Facebook. I'll get right to the point, guys. I'm going on tour. It's been 3 years since I've done this. In 2017, I launched a tour called the Decentralize Your Life Tour and traveled around the United States with my partner Miriam and some friends. We did 45 cities around the US, bringing meditation, talking about freedom cells, talking about solutions, bringing music, and volunteering in every city that we visited. We did it again in 2018. We did 52 cities, maybe 54 if I remember correctly, all around the US. Same thing. We brought community activism, we brought music, we brought meditation, and we brought a message of empowerment. And that was 3 years ago. And the interesting thing is that many of the concepts and the solutions I was promoting in 2018 and 2017 are now extremely relevant right now, specifically freedom cells. Many of you probably are familiar with freedom cells now, but you might not know that I've been talking about freedom cells since 2016, given speeches on it, talks on it, videos, etc. And during these two tours in 2017 and 2018, I promoted the concept of freedom cells all around the United States. And we had some people, say in Oklahoma and other places, that really stepped up to the plate and put freedom cells in action, and they understood the importance and the value of it. Other places thought, okay, that's a cool concept, but you know, I'm comfortable. I don't need to worry about that right now. But in 2020, something happened. You might have heard about it. It's called COVID-19. And when COVID hit, the vast majority of people that are now involved with the Freedom Cell Network got involved then. And around March, April, May 2020 and on, we saw an exponential growth of the Freedom Cell Network, both offline and online on our website at freedomcells.org. We now have 25,000 people from around the world who are focused on solutions, growing their own food, skill sharing, getting out of the banking system, building a counter economy, supporting each other, getting out of the education system, all kinds of different people, India, Australia, the UK, Germany, Slovakia, Mexico, US, it's happening. And it's been beautiful to see. And it's been rewarding for me because, like I said, I've been talking about this for 5 years. I did two US tours trying to spread this concept, and I picked it up from John Bush. And now it's happening. It's finally happening. So now I'm going to be hitting the road again. I never thought I might. I wasn't sure if I'd ever do this again because it's expensive, it's time consuming, and it's just a lot. But I'm going back on tour. Myself and Miriam, my partner, are going back on tour. It's called the Activation Tour, activationtour.org. If you want to find out more, let me pull up the website real quick. We're going back on tour literally next week. It's crazy. We go on tour starting September 2nd in Central Texas and Buda, Texas, just outside of Austin. We're going to be visiting 28 cities. So we scaled it down. We're not doing 45. We're not doing 54. But we're still going to visit a lot of places. And the activationtour.org is the home to find out all about this tour, guys. I've put out a couple videos and emails and things talking about it, but I wanted to just really announce this because we're just 1 week away from leaving. And as with the past tours, here's what you can expect. A brand new presentation from me that I don't know what it's called yet at the moment. I'm still working on it, but it's going to be extremely solutions focused. It's going to talk about how you can prepare for the rollout of vaccine passports and other COVID measures and what actionable, proactive steps you can take in your life. There's also going to be a guided meditation and a a talk from Miriam at the beginning of each event. And we're really excited about that because that's really important for people to kind of center themselves when we're dealing with these troubling, confusing, scary, somewhat times. We're also going to have speakers from different local activists speaking at some of the stops. We're going to have local music sometimes. And I myself will be performing under my moniker 33. Those of you who've heard my hip hop music, soundcloud.com/33 is here. So we'll have music, meditation, and a brand new presentation focused on solutions. And then again, we're going to be volunteering in every city we visit. Some cities will be spending 2 days, some cities will be spending 1 day, but either way, we're going to volunteer. We're going to be cleaning up parks. We're going to be building tiny homes. We're going to do homeless outreach. We're going to volunteer at community gardens. We're going to do foraging. We're going to do so many awesome things all around the country. And if you want to participate, guys, go to activationtour.org and just stay tuned for the details. Some of the people who are going to be joining me on this tour include John Bush, who's the guy who helped me build the Freedom Cell Network to what it is, Ramiro Romani, who is part of the Greater Reset team, Howard Lichtman, a.k.a. Etienne de la Boetie 2, Squared, who is an awesome author. He's also behind the Thick Red Line Project, Mark Passio, Jason Burmis, Vanessa and Danny Penzella, and Justin Harvey of We Are Change Orlando, Jason Bassler of the Free Thought Project, David Rodriguez, who is involved in a lot of different groups. He's out there in Santa Cruz. And Ryan Christian of The Last American Vagabond. They are all going to be involved at different stops. And if you come here to activationtour.org/about, you can see you click on Central Texas or Dallas or Sholo or Seattle or Sebastopol or Vegas. We're starting to put up the flyers for each city. So click on Central Texas and the flyer with the details of where you need to go will pop up. Now, because we're going some places where COVID measures are in effect, passports and restrictions and curfews and all kinds of things, some of these places are going to be more private, like residences, not public venues. And that's just, we're navigating around this because we're going to go to New York City. We can't even go inside anywhere indoors without proof of vaccine. Same things for San Francisco and some of these other places. And people are realistically worried about their neighbors snitching on them for having a gathering of unmasked people talking about radical extremist ideas. But we're going to be traveling the country doing this. We're hitting 28 cities. We'll be going for 4 weeks in September, taking 1 week off and then hitting the road again in October for 3 more weeks and then ending up in Houston on October 29th and 30th before I head back to Mexico. This is really one of my last attempts and efforts at trying to reach people in the U.S. I don't want to say last because I'm sure I'll think of something else in the future, but it does feel like this might be the last time I get to freely drive around the United States because of the COVID measures that are coming into place. And we're going to put our efforts, our time, our money, and our energy to go out there, myself and Miriam. Like I said, it is stressful. It is time consuming. It can be overwhelming, but I really think that this is a very important time to try to reach people. And if you could see the screen, here's our full flyer. All of this can be found at activationtour.org, as well as all my other social media. Again, each event will begin with a guided meditation from Miriam Gomez, followed by a special presentation from myself, focused on how to prepare your loved ones for the rollout of vaccine passports and other COVID measures. I'll also perform a set of music as 33, and then there will be volunteering in every city. So check it out, guys, activationtour.org. We need volunteers in Kansas City, Missouri, Atlanta, Georgia. The rest of it, pretty much we got already taken care of. And we're hitting the road next week. Next Thursday, the tour starts in Austin, Texas. We're in Mexico still at the moment, but Miriam and I are going to leave early next week. We're going to head back to the United States, go back to Houston, get all our stuff together, and then we're going to hit the road. We're going to go to Austin, Dallas, Arizona, all the way up to Oregon, Seattle, and then down through California, Vegas, Utah, Kansas City, come back home, then hit the Midwest, go East Coast. We're going to be doing it through the months of September and October. And we're going to also, part of this, I'm going to document for you guys, not just the tour stops that we're doing, but I'm going to be interviewing activists along the road, and we're going to show you what it's like to travel the United States right now and show you, hey, look, Texas seems pretty free. Oh no, this other state like California is super locked down. We can't even go anywhere. Just so you can see the reality of how these new normal measures are already affecting our lives. And that is why I want to do this tour, because I feel like this is it. This is like a very, you know, a kind of brief but powerful moment to go through and try to reach people, you know, and just encourage people to take some actionable steps in their lives. Because I know that there are a lot of people who pay attention to the information, the kinds of things that I talk about, but they're not necessarily doing anything in their lives. And I've been really harping on this lately and telling people, especially with this, you know, alleged, supposed, whatever you want to call it, authorization from the FDA. The FDA is a corrupt institution. Do we trust them? Of course not. But the fact of the matter is it's here. They're going to push it. Now they're saying this is time to go full forward with mandates, with measures and all kinds of things. And you need to start thinking about how you're going to take care of your family, what you're going to do, you know. Or do you have a plan? Here, let me show you what I posted on social media yesterday before I wrap up. Are you really thinking about how to take care of your family and your friends? I posted this all over on all my social media, but now that Pfizer has been given quote-unquote full FDA approval, most people are expecting more employment, travel, and play mandates requiring proof of vaccination. More vaccine passports are coming. I will ask the same question I've been asking for over a year now. What is your plan? How will you keep working? How will you feed your family? Don't pretend like this isn't happening. Don't ignore the outside world because it's scary. Be proactive for yourself, for your family, for the coming seven generations. So what's your plan, guys? I mean, I'm seeing videos of people not even allowed to go into the grocery store in France without a vaccine passport. That could very well be the reality for many of you people watching around the world and all those who are going to watch this later. Do you have a plan? Do you have something put in place to take care of your family no matter what happens if you can't keep your job? Or are you just going to succumb? Are you just going to give in even though you don't believe this is right? Because if you do that, you're giving up. And that's why I'm going on the road. It's more important than ever to reach people face to face, hug them, smile with them, see their face, shake their hand, embrace them, tell them that they are not alone. And we're going to do what we can. I'm not here to save the world. I can only save myself. But I do have the mental capacity, the energy, the funds, and the resources and the time to do this. And I believe that the Creator wants me to do this. So this is what we're going to do. And if you want to join us, please check out activationtour.org. And we will see you on the road, guys. And every one last thing, every day we're on the road, we will be doing, we'll be live streaming to DLive, to Float, Facebook, and other places. Every day we're on the road, we'll document and tell you where we're going, what we're seeing, who we're meeting. And you'll get to follow us on the road for 2 months. And then when I come back to Mexico, all my energy is going into us finishing this intentional community and really building on the land, because I think that's the solution. Exit and build. Right now, I'm going to go share the ideas and help other people in their path, plant some seeds, and then come back here to Mexico and continue to exit and build. So thank you guys so much for listening to me. Again, my website is theconsciousresistance.com. You can find more at the tour, about the tour, at activationtour.org. Please invite your friends and family, especially those who aren't so awake to this information. I will be ready to speak to them as well. This won't just be an event for the so-called initiated, for those of us who are in the know, but it'll be for your friends and family as well. Until next time, guys, remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. And now's the time to prove it. Peace.
This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries, Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink.
Fucking hell!
Above all, stay alive. You have no idea